2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the 2-Minute Drill with fantasy guru Joey T and your host, Kurt Cross. The 2-Minute Drill is a football fantasy podcast and is not meant to encourage betting or wagering. Any stats or tips mentioned are for entertainment purposes only. Joey T and your host, Kurt Cross, do not condone or endorse sports betting or wagering. And now, fantasy guru Joey T and your host, Kurt Cross.
Welcome to week 3 of the 2-Minute Drill. I am your host, Kurt Cross, and our resident fantasy guru is none other than Mr. Joey T. We want to remind you that this podcast is for entertainment purposes only, and we do not endorse or encourage you to go drop a truckload of money in gambling. This is the 2-Minute Drill. He's Joey T. I'm Kurt Cross, and we're going to get into some good stuff today. Joey T, what's up, my man?
What's good, Curtis, man? How you doing today?
I mean, maybe I should turn your microphone on. Let's try it again. Joey T, what's up, my man?
What's good, Curtis? How you doing today, man?
Maybe I just didn't want to hear your voice this morning, Joey.
I can see that. It happens a lot to me, man. You know? People get tired of all this sometimes.
Well, we got to get, tell the people how to reach us, Joey. It's Joey T and Kurt at gmail.com. If you're just finding us for the first time, welcome. And to our loyal listeners, welcome back. Joey T is our resident fantasy guru, and he is going to walk you through the world of fantasy football for week 3 of the NFL season with a look ahead to week 4. Joey T, how's the week? How's the family? Your wallet is a little bit lighter because there's a certain young lady who lost some teeth this week.
Oh, my goodness. My daughter Olivia, all she wants for Christmas is her two front teeth. She lost both of them.
In one week?
Yeah, she lost both of them, young. I don't even know how she's going to eat.
Was she in a boxing ring or something? What happened, Joey?
But she loves it. She likes it too excited when she loses her teeth. So I can't wait till her big teeth start growing in. And then on the flip side, my stepson, David, had his 4 wisdom teeth removed last week. So we just losing teeth all over my house.
It's not a good week. It's not a good dental week.
No. Joey home, I asked David if he felt 4 teeth lighter. He just shook his head.
Wow.
Because he's 17 and was in pain at the time, so he didn't like my dad joke.
This is not a homecoming week, is it? I hope.
Not for him.
Okay, good. No, I just don't want him going homecoming, snaggle tooth and all that kind of stuff, you know?
I mean, at least it's the back teeth, so you can't really see it.
All right, but we lost some teeth in the Joey and Andrea home this week.
That's right. That's right.
Or this week. All right. Well, week 3 is in the books, Joey T, but in my home, week 3 provided some drama. With Chelsea trailing by 15 points as of Sunday night, she needed Saquon to do Saquon things in last night's matchup against them boys. It was slow going in the first half, and then came the second half, where Saquon turned it up a bit, helping Chelsea to a week 3 win by just under 8 points. So once again, she remains undefeated after 3 weeks of fantasy football. Joey, is there like a weekly hotline where she can get additional guidance from the guru as she approaches each week? Because Lamar did not let her down, and he helped her cause, and she left Devonta Smith on the bench. That's where we went wrong. But going
that one hurt. Sometimes it's hard to start him against your boys, though.
Right? You know? That's the thing. You don't want to believe.
It's hard, but it's the smart move. If you got him, you want to start him against our squad, especially this year. I guess pretty much every year, but.
So she ended up winning 150.12 to 142.36. Saquon did Saquon things for her
The
second half. I'm not going to talk numbers because that's your
good
department.
Yeah.
But Saquon did it for her last night.
Yeah, he didn't have a barn burner, but he definitely did. Like,
he peeled off a couple things.
He has a high floor right now. So if he stays healthy, he's going to be – he's the RB1 on the season. So.
Right.
That's huge.
There's a couple things I just wanted to point out to you before I let you get into crunching some numbers. When she looks at the other team she's playing, some of these cats are really not paying attention. Some of them have 3 quarterbacks on their roster in a 1 quarterback league. What do you think of that?
That's just unnecessary because you can't use those second quarterbacks. You can really only use them if there's a bye week for your starting quarterback,
right,
or if you feel like your starting quarterback's not strong enough to stream. But in a 12-team league, you should have a quarterback that you're going to start every week.
Like, right. I mean, you can't really flex them.
No, you can't flex them. So it's right. Like, those are 2 empty spots. But the problem is with those kind of leagues is that they're more like novice type football fans.
Absolutely.
So they know the names of the quarterbacks more than they know the name of the second or third string running back and wide receivers.
That fantasy impact.
So when they're looking at all the names on who to pick, they just click the name they know.
Ooh, he's available.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so yeah, they're giving up running back or flex spots or whatever, you know?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Okay. So you want to have as many of those as possible because those are the ones that you need. You need to rotate in and out because of injuries. Like, we saw some injuries. People went down.
We're going to get to that, yeah.
Yeah, we are. So, and that's why you want to have as much flexibility with your bench flex spots so that, than you can with, like, having backup quarterbacks.
Stacking you'll be three able to quarterbacks.
You'll be able to pick those up on the waiver wire if you need. You know what right. I mean?
Not like, that he's killing it, but Carson Wentz is still out there in her league. I mean, there's quarterbacks. You know, Daniel Jones is out there. He runs, too, by the way.
He does run a little bit. I mean, Wentz is still, I think, the QB8. You know, he had a bad week this week, but the first 2 weeks were so good. And then, yeah, Daniel Jones. They all, like, I mean, it's like.
It's just a matter of, you know, filling in those points
to find a QB that's going to really, like, dog you, like, week in and week out in the top 12, you know?
Right. So. Well, Joey T, this is the Joey T and Kurt show. I got to let you talk some numbers, brother. Go for it.
All right. Well, like, you know, I'm going to start off with, you know, who did good this week. And I like to highlight a guy I mentioned last week in the waiver wire segment. I didn't pound the table for him mainly because I didn't love the, you know, I didn't want you burning your number one waiver spot on a wide receiver that could or could not be, you know, good. Like, it wasn't 100% sure. And I wasn't going to tell you to slot him in your lineups unless you have a deep league, because I have a deep league that I did start Mac Hollins in, and it paid some nice dividends.
Sure did.
Mac Hollins is a local boy. He went to Wooten High School right here in MoCo, you know.
He's a Raider.
He plays for the Raiders. My cousin Kyle actually played against him in boys club football back in the day.
Get out of here.
So I remember when he got drafted, my cousin was like, I played against him. And because he's like 29 years old, so he's been around for a little bit. But he's just been kind of hanging around rosters, you know. But that's a good sign because, you know, he does everything right. He just hasn't had the full opportunity, really, to be like to actually get his number called. And this week he got it with a injury to Hunter Renfrow above him. And you had already seen Mac Hollins have like 8 targets the week before, hence me mentioning him last week because I like that. I like the opportunity there. Without Renfrow, he got 10 targets this week, 8 catches, 158 yards, and then capped it off with a nice little smooth little touchdown. He was the wide receiver 2 in the week. If you picked him up and started him in your league, then I mean,
it was, not disappointed.
No. I mean, it was you probably won the week on a performance.
He
like
went
that.
For a 60-yard bomb too.
He looked good. I mean, even when Renfrow gets back, he's gonna have a role. He's the bona fide wide receiver 3 from that offense, and that offense has been playing behind from a lot because their defense isn't stopping anybody. So I know Devontae Adams is a beast there, but if they're double covering him and bracketing him, then somebody else is going to get open, and Mac Hollins might be the dude.
And Renfrow, is he still hurt?
I think he might be getting better this week. I haven't seen an injury report on him as of this recording, but I think he's even when he comes back, like, you still need 3 wide receivers. You need an outside guy. Renfrow is pretty much solely the slot, which is a good position, but I mean, Mac Hollins is the one going to be getting those 60-yard bombs.
Hollins didn't hurt his stock this week.
No. If he's on your waiver wire, you know, I'll mention him later, but yeah, he's definitely an add. The next guy, you mentioned him earlier, Devonta Smith.
Wow.
He had a semi-quiet start to the season. Everybody just, you know, took this A.J. Brown connection with Jalen Hurts narrative and ran with it, especially week 1. I don't think he did almost anything, but he came out firing this past Sunday. I watched it with my own 2 eyes, just dogging my boys over here. 12 targets, 8 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he was the wide receiver 1. So,
period.
You know, yeah, him and Mac Hollins just ate this week, and they more than likely won you your weeks. Luckily, Chelsea don't even need a stat line like
that's
that.
That's why she left them on the bench.
Win. Yeah.
Don't even need them.
Yeah, you can just go out and rest today, you know, put your feet up.
So, big dog's got to eat, and Devontae and Mac did that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I love Smith coming out. He was one of my favorite wide receivers. He was my wide receiver 1 on the class, on his recruiting class coming out. I was a big fan of his, and he had a really good rookie year. So, he's a good receiver.
Okay.
So if he's on your squad, you should be happy about that. I know he gave me the business in a league or two. Then the third guy, Khalil Herbert, the RB1 on the week, 157 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. He had two catches for 12, but that's a big stat line. He came in for David Montgomery, who got hurt and got ruled out for the game, and he did not disappoint. Khalil Herbert's a talented guy. I liked him coming out last year, and he actually played really well in David Montgomery's stead last year when Montgomery went down with injury, and it looks like that same narrative is happening again. So Khalil Herbert might be one of those. I can't say league winners because as of now, Montgomery's not out for the year, but
okay.
He's going to be if he's healthy and he's getting all the if he's getting the full workload. That offense is barely throwing the ball, so they're just running, and their offensive line seems to be able to block pretty well for the running backs. So I mean, the week before Montgomery had over 100 yards on the ground, and now Khalil Herbert. So that's it's a good offense to have the RB1 in, and Khalil Herbert's he's a beast.
He ground up some yards. Was it 157?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. So moving to the guys who disappointed, gotta start off with my boy Justin Jefferson, you know, the dude I was talking about being the wide receiver one this year overall. And I mean, after week one we thought that was a possibility, but he disappointed in the week two. You expected a bounce back week this week, and then he disappointed even more with three catches, 14 yards.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's ridiculous. This guy, you drafted him so high. I took him in the first round of a lot of drafts. Like, I mean, even if you're not going to go for 160 yards and a touchdown or two, like, you got to give me double-digit points, Justin. Come on, man. Like, you're making me look bad over here.
Justin got to help you out.
I mean, he'll still bounce back. You know, you got to start him. Another guy, Darrell Henderson. You know, a lot of people thought he was the RB1 in that offense. He had 20 yards on the ground, no catches. Cam Akers had a nice little touchdown. He did have a fumble, which hurt, so I wouldn't expect big things from Akers this coming week, but he might be in the doghouse a little bit. But it showed that they're not 100% on board with Darrell Henderson, and they said they're going to ride the hot hand. So, you know, that may be you're going to have dud weeks from Darrell Henderson and Cam Akers, depending on how the other guy is performing. And then Carson Wentz, you know, I can't talk him up early in the season when he's, you know, going ham and, you know, the top two in yards and touchdowns, only for him to come out and have 200 yards passing and 22 yards on the ground, no touchdowns like that.
Zero touchdowns.
You went from averaging 3.5 touchdowns a game to zero. So. I know I plugged him in a bunch of leagues and he did not help me get the W. So you got to do better than that, Carson Wentz. You got to get the ball out faster, man. You just got to get the ball out faster. This holding the ball and then pulling the ball back down, you got to let it go.
That's a tough one because you clearly are into the fantasy scene. That's why you're our guru. Mm-hmm. And I don't know football like you know football, and I can see he's holding the ball too long.
Yeah, it's a problem. And that was the narrative of him in Philly. That's one of his biggest issues. You kind of hope that he's had, you know, maybe he had some time in the, you know, film room. He talked to somebody. I think he needs a sports psychologist or something because he just is in his head too much. That's supposed to be natural. It's supposed to be reflex. It's supposed to not. You're not supposed to think about those releases. So right. You know, I don't know what's going on there, but we ain't gonna win a lot of games if you don't. You know, our offense is gonna keep us in games if he throws 3.5 touchdowns a game. But right. If he throws 0 touchdowns a game, there's obviously no chance.
Did the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator have a little bit of a meltdown at the end of that game the other day?
Yeah.
Did you see him up there?
Yeah, he wasn't about that life, you know. He took that loss a little too seriously. Not to say not to be too serious, but like, and I like a little fire, but you know, you thought you were going to be undefeated, you know, I guess maybe.
Chiefs took that loss too. That surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that was one of those Vegas bets, man. Everybody, my boy from work was saying how he was like, "Is there an easier bet this week than Chiefs plus 5.5 or minus 5.5?" And I was like, "No, like I don't know. That seems a little tough. It seems too easy. The fact that you think it's so easy and such a foregone conclusion
right.
makes me feel like I need the money needs to go the other way. You know? All right.
What else so. You got, Joe? You talked about duds. What's on that sheet of yours over there? Because I know I can't read it, so you better talk to the people.
Well, as far as free agent pickups this week, you know, I think the biggest name, you know, to start with, the priority number one would be Jamal Williams, running back for the Detroit Lions. Now, he's probably already on somebody's team because he already because he scored. He had two touchdowns in week one. He had 16 fantasy points. Then he had 7 in week two. But if he's not, if he is available, because he is the RB2 on his team, DeAndre Swift looks like he's going to be out through the week 6 bye. So that means you have 2 weeks, weeks 4 and 5, of him being essentially the RB1, the workhorse, in the Detroit backfield. And they are putting up tons of points. That offense is humming. And even though they haven't won as many games as you would like, you know, as they would like, you know, because they're playing so well for the Detroit Lions, that, I mean, you want offensive players from that team. And Jamal Williams is going to be the guy. And when Swift comes back, it looks like Williams is still going to be, like, involved. You know, like I said, he had the goal line touches in week one and converted both of those. So he's going to have standalone value even when Swift comes back. But for these next 2 weeks, Jamal Williams could put up some big, big numbers.
This is the Detroit Lions who, in our preseason podcast, you said you felt like they were coming along. That offense might do some things.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that whole team was gonna, you know, and it's funny because they're putting up points, but they're not translating to wins. Which, like, I know that feeling, and I hope, you know, I hope for the team because, you know, I did watch Hard Knocks and I rooted for them. But you could just see the way they've been building over the past few years. You could see they're adding talent, and you know, I'm hoping they're able to crawl out of the cellar, of the NFL win department, but. Yeah, I like Jamal. I like Jamal Williams. On a lesser note, you know, at the end of the waiver wire, basically for free, I'd pick up Craig Reynolds, ex Commanders running back. But he's a guy that's got some explosiveness, and they seem to want to do like a two back committee. So Jamal Williams is going to be the RB1, but I think Craig Reynolds is going to be mixed in there. And I think we're going to see some nice stuff from Craig Reynolds. So I'm going to be adding him everywhere I can for super cheap. But he should definitely not be on your waiver wire for these next 2 weeks.
Okay.
But right after Jamal Williams, my next priority would be Khalil Herbert, the running back we mentioned earlier from the Chicago Bears. Montgomery's dinged up. Khalil Herbert looks like a beast. And I think I think he's going to have a little bit of standalone value. I mean, I think they seem to like to have one running back, but they're still giving Khalil Herbert. I think Khalil Herbert's earning touches in that backfield. And I think even when Montgomery is healthy, you might see a little bit more of a timeshare. So Khalil Herbert's a must add. And on the sticking with the running back theme, I'd go Alexander Mattison's third. Now, Dalvin Cook left the game and is in an arm sling. He's got a shoulder issue, and he's supposedly day-to-day. I wouldn't be surprised if he misses this week. The issue with Alexander Mattison, we've seen him be a beast when Dalvin Cook gets hurt, and Dalvin Cook always gets hurt. He just does. Last year was one of the first years he didn't get hurt too much, and this year he's already dinged up. He's got this degenerative shoulder issue. Alexander Mattison has an opportunity to really do some things with Dalvin Cook being out. But the problem is Alexander Mattison has no standalone value when Dalvin Cook is playing. So that's why I like the other two guys a little bit more. Dalvin Cook is that team's guy. So if he's healthy, he's going to get all the snaps. Alexander Mattison's basically nothing if Cook is healthy or playing. And if he's only day-to-day, then that means he can miss this week and then play for the rest of the season. Who knows? And then Alexander Mattison isn't going to do much for you. So there's a chance of him getting hurt again, Cook. But, you know, I like him. I just like those other two adds, Khalil Herbert and Jamal Williams, more as a higher priority in the waiver wire. And then, and I like adding running backs on the waiver wire just because running backs have been so hard to find this year and have pretty much been disappointing for most of the year anyway. I think those, just the positional scarcity of the, you want to add them on the waiver wire first and foremost. But there are some wide receivers that I like this week. Obviously, we talked about Mac Hollins last week. Like I said, he is, you know, so if you didn't pick him up or nobody else picked him up in your waiver wire, he had a monster week this week, so I'm sure he'll be a popular ad. He is going to be the wide receiver three for the team for the, you know, like, you know, it looks like he's earned that spot. So he's going to get targets. Josh Reynolds, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. I mentioned him on this podcast a couple times last year and he disappointed me, but, he's had double digit fantasy points twice in three games this year. He had 10 targets last week. And Amon-Ra St. Brown looks like he's going to be a little, he's going to miss a game or two. He's dinged up. And it seems like Josh Reynolds is the guy to come behind him. I think Josh Reynolds is the guy that is going to soak up a lot more of those targets. I think DJ Chark is still a good player, but I haven't seen him really assert himself into that wide receiver alpha role. I think Josh Reynolds is going to be catching a lot of like a lot more PPR points. He's going to catch a lot of passes. He's going to get a lot of targets. I think he's a good ad. And the last two wide receivers, Romeo Doubs, the wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, he had 8 targets this week and 8 receptions. A touchdown, you know, like nice yardage. Like he, like they said they were going to get him more involved, and it seems like Aaron Rodgers trusts him, and that goes a long way. Sammy Watkins is on IR. Alan Lazard is supposedly the wide receiver one there, but I think Dubs actually might look a little bit better.
He's efficient at 8 for 8, right?
Yeah. So now I know they had the second round rookie wide receiver they drafted above Dubs, but I mean Dubs is not playing him, you know, and we've seen this narrative before that, you know, the Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers are the kind of people that like they don't care as much about draft slot. If you play better than somebody drafted above you, you're gonna get the opportunity. So Dubs is an ad, and Zay Jones, you know, I've kind of been saying it for a couple of weeks now. He had 12.5 fantasy points week one. It was quiet week two, but then he exploded with 24.5 fantasy points week this past week, week three. And Zay Jones he's a talented wide receiver. They paid him more he's being paid the second most money on the team. So they plan on using him, and they showed that this week. So if Zay Jones probably isn't on the waiver wire, if he is, add him. And lastly but not least, the Robert Tonyan at tight end. Like everybody saw David Njoku go crazy on Thursday. I think David Njoku is definitely an add if you need help at tight end. But he's going to be hard to trust. He's going to have weeks where he totally disappears. I like Robert Tonyan a lot. I think he has a slightly higher floor. He's playing with a better quarterback. And we've seen Robert Tonyan and Aaron Rodgers have good chemistry in the past. And if Rodgers is a little nervous with his receiving core and how much he trusts them, Robert Tonyan might be the guy because he's working his way back from an injury. He started looking a little bit healthy this week. He had 7 targets, 6 catches, 37 yards. Not a monster stat line, but you know, I'll take 7 targets on my tight end any day of the week, you know, and if he's getting that kind of pass involvement, then I think he's going to have bigger numbers going down the line.
You mentioned Zay Jones. Who's throwing him the ball?
Trevor Lawrence.
And I questioned Trevor Lawrence earlier this year, and they're putting up some yards, right? They're doing some things down there.
So Trevor Lawrence is doing what I kind of was hoping exactly and what I thought he was going to do. Yeah. He's developing a little bit, you know, he's starting to show that he's a talented quarterback and that he was worthy of the first overall pick and the hype. I think he was stunted by Urban Meyer, and I think he's got a really good quarterback who knows how to develop a quarterback. He's got a good head coach who knows how to develop a quarterback, and he's taking the step, man. I think that whole offense is humming, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are an ascending team big time right now.
Well, you know, I mean, he was efficient, didn't throw any picks this past week. So that's what you want, right? You want yards. Yeah. You want 3 TDs, which is what he got.
Yeah.
He didn't run for 1 last week, but no picks. He's sort of developing. I know it's only week 3, but you want to eliminate those mistakes, right?
Yeah, and just putting up big numbers. Like his supporting cast has kind of got hated on around the league because they threw big money at Christian Kirk, and everybody thought that was a an overcorrection or an overpay for the position because people didn't believe in Christian Kirk. But Christian Kirk's putting up some big numbers this year. Christian Kirk's the he's like a top five wire, a fantasy wide receiver. And he's pretty consistent. He's putting up double digits, I'm pretty sure, every week. He's kind of nasty. And then you have Zay Jones and Marvin Jones Jr. And the running game is taking off. James Robinson came back healthy finally after 2 years, and he looks nasty.
Taking those touches away from ETN.
My boy ETN is hurting a little bit. I was a big ETN fan going into the year, but he just doesn't have the opportunity. When you have a guy running as well as James Robinson is, it's hard to give – a younger running back who's never done anything in the league all those touches. And I didn't necessarily see James Robinson coming back. He had that tough injury, the Achilles injury, and we're still learning how modern medicine is helping players come back from those injuries. And we're seeing with James Robinson and Cam Akers that they can come back just fine and a lot quicker than they could 10 years ago. So
the only young, air quotes, young quarterback who had a higher completion percentage than Trevor Lawrence this past weekend was Tua, in front of Trevor Lawrence in terms of percentage completion, which means he's accurate, he's hitting his targets. You got Matt Stafford, you got Matt Ryan, you got Tom Brady, you got Aaron Rodgers. You got some big names in front of him, but as a younger quarterback, he's hitting his target. Maybe he's finding his stride. I don't know. I'm not, again, I wasn't high on him, but you said this, you know, he was in the wrong system, and you'd like to see what he'll do this year, and right now we're seeing it.
Yeah, he's looking good. The team as a whole looks very bad.
I hope he ain't taking too many hits, though. I'm not watching the Jacksonville games, but
I haven't seen much of him either, you know, aside from the red zone that I watch, you know. But, I'm not too worried about him taking hits. I think he's a pretty smart guy. I'm sure he's sliding better than, you know, some of the quarterbacks we've seen here in the past, you know.
Right. All right, Joey, I've got some questions to ask you off air, because there may be some changes that I'm going to advise Chelsea to make, because you've given us some names here, and I already peeped a couple of them that are available in her fantasy league. Like you said, it's a semi-novice league, so these folks who are not listening to this podcast don't know what Chelsea knows. She's got Uncle Joey in her back pocket.
That's true, because she can come right to the store. She can text me. That's family. So, I'll do whatever she needs. She's got it.
Well, she's 3-0 under your guidance, so thank you for that.
There we go.
I'm the one who told her, don't worry about Devontae this week, so maybe she should listen to you. Joey, who do you want to give a shout-out to this week, Joey?
I got to give my boy what was I going to say? I thought about this a second ago.
You want me to start off?
You go ahead and start.
All right, well, it's always the same with me. Paula, Chelsea, and Adam, my man Ron Perel, Gene the Barber down at Max Life Barber and Salon, Sean Parker, and of course, hold on, my man JB. Today is JB's birthday. He lost his fantasy week by 0.56 points. He said he'd rather get blown out.
Oh yeah, those nail biters are tough, man. They hurt because you have so much hope until the very end.
Right, but it's his birthday, so happy birthday, JB.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously give my boy David a shout out because he had those wisdom teeth pulled last week.
What's up, David?
Took it like a champ. Yeah, that's awesome. And then my boy Celestin got a good win.
I've been waiting. You haven't mentioned Celestin and his shout outs yet.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for Celestin to get his shout out.
Yeah, he took it down this week, but also my boy Jason Linehan gave me the business in the same league. He's aka the champ. You know, he won it last year. He started off as a little slow, but he had to have the highest score of the week on my head this week.
Oh,
you know?
He hung that on
That's
you.
It's a little dirty, man. It's a little dirty. We supposed to be homies. You could have scored the second most points in the league, you know, and then I would have taken the L. But
right.
you gotta just drop the most points on me. That's rough. That's rough.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. Are you the manager of that league?
That's the second. The two leagues this week I got. In one league, I was the second highest scoring team in the league,
right?
And I went against the highest scoring team. That's not a fun one. That's not a fun feeling right there. But it's part of fantasy. That's what makes it fun.
Right. You want to get back though?
Oh yeah.
You got him on your target.
Yeah, we're gonna warm it up this week.
All right. Be sure to check out Joey T at Capital Grill. Downtown Washington, D.C. There's some fine dining waiting for our listeners down at Capitol Grill. So go see my man, Joey T. Anybody famous come through lately?
There's some people.
They shall remain nameless?
They shall remain nameless.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I'll just be throwing that stuff out there, you know.
Maybe if I got down there, I would see with my own two eyes.
You would, you know, so... But I mean, there's still the table with your reserve for you. He's getting dustier and dustier. Yeah.
All right, Joey T. I keep telling you, I'm going to surprise you.
I believe that.
Sure. All right. We want to thank all of you for listening to the 2-Minute Drill. each week. We will join you on all your favorite podcast platforms, including Spotify, Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and others. So be sure to tune in, and we will see you next time. Joey, any parting words for the folks?
Nah, man. Good luck this week, and hopefully your players stay healthy and uninjured.
We'll see you next time.
The 2-Minute Drill is a football fantasy podcast and is not meant to encourage betting or wagering. Any stats or tips mentioned are for entertainment purposes only. Joey T and your host, Kirk Cross, do not condone or endorse sports betting or wagering.